Well, welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Cura Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz here at Frank's Place Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. If it's happening in Ocoee, it's happening at Frank's Place. Right now, what is happening at Frank's Place is I'm being joined by a great comedian, Mr. O'Love.
Yes.
And it's such a pleasure and honor that you could join me today and tell us all about your comedy and what you do. So first of all, let's start kind of at the beginning and tell us a little bit about yourself. And where do you think your love and passion for comedy comes from? Or were you the class clown, or were you the shy kid in the corner? How did you get your comedy?
Okay, I was kind of the shy kid, but I was always the class clown. I was yeah. I always got in trouble. I was everybody usually remembers that kid that always had to sit by themselves in like second and third grade. Yeah. That was me, because I was doing too much. I was either making a joke or making fun of the teacher, and that's still my thing. But my dad has a love for comedy. Like when I was growing up, he was listening to George Carlin, Richard Pryor, the Platypus Man. I just always loved it.
Oh, fantastic. So you took from a lot of different influences that then, you know, there's all these great different comedians, and you probably found different aspects of each one you liked then.
Oh, yeah. George Carlin is a wordsmith, but he always took his experience and just the way he broke it down. Then you got Richard Pryor, who's a storyteller. I'm not much of a storyteller. I'm more like the D.L. Hughley and the Eddie Murphys. I like to tell it from my point of view and just like to hear it. And pretty much, a few years ago, I joined the Army, and that's what really got me focused on doing my comedy. And I pretty much started focusing on, like, around the Army and everything, so.
Oh, yeah, I forget about that. So, yeah, we wanted to say thank you so much for serving our country and probably being in the Army. Wanted to make sure. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you still in the Army now? Or?
No, I've been out for 5 years.
Oh, you're out then.
Yeah, I got
not
out.
Not in the reserves or anything.
No, I didn't do my reserve time. I did my active time, and that was pretty much it for me.
Oh.
I joined 07. I got out 2012, so that was good for me.
Oh, great. So you're trying to put those experiences kind of in your comedy, you said? Or?
Yeah, the one that I have on, most of the ones I have on YouTube right now is pretty much about the military.
Oh.
That was, especially since June 14th is the Army's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I had to do a set for the Army's birthday. And Veterans Day is coming up, too, so I'm trying to do something new for Veterans Day.
Oh, fantastic. So you kind of mentioned a little bit about your comedy style as far as, you know, not necessarily storytelling, but, you know, different jokes. So, again, it's about your experiences or adventures in life then? Or?
Yeah, it's pretty much like I'm a huge like I was recently watching The Hulk. Like, I'm a huge Marvel fan. And I realized that Lou Ferrigno was just a dude painted green. And
yeah.
That was our CGI for the 80s. Like, yeah. Kids today will never realize it. It was just, they just put makeup on a guy. And that was us. That's what you had to watch. A dude who looks like The Hulk.
Yeah, I remember that too, being a child of the 80s. And it's interesting how, you know, we were easily, I don't want to say amused, but, you know, we were more entertained that we don't need CGI. So you're old school that, you know, we don't need that stuff.
Yeah, I really don't. Like I'm amazed at what TV is today. But my favorite, the TV show I used to watch as a kid was Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
And just like, anybody remember, like I remember, like, remember how slow he used to walk up the wall? Like, it was like he wasn't even touching it. It was just like a crane was pulling him up. But that was entertaining. That was a good show. Like,
yeah. That's great. So you have, you know, a lot of different jokes, like you said, you know, about your, you know, experiences, about adventure, being a dad. I mean, that all comes into play then.
Yeah. Yeah, it's every day's a journey, because I'm a single dad, and she's a girl, I'm a guy. It's just funny every day. We're talking about clothes and skirts, and all I know about is jeans and t-shirts. Like, it's just a day. Having tea parties is awesome when you're 6'1" and you're trying to drink from a little cup. So that's just cool, man.
Oh, so, I mean, you kind of have that, you know, other single dads could kind of relate with you. Yeah. So you have, you know, very relatable material, especially being in the military. So, I mean, I'm sure if we go to your shows, people are going to say, hey, that's funny because it's true.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. I went to Afghanistan. Nobody tells you that it snows there. So you're getting ready. Like, you bring no winter gear. You just show up, and next thing you know, it's snow on the ground. And you got shorts. Like, shorts in, like, your uniforms. It's just horrible. So, like, I remember a guy, like, they don't tell you that the poop areas are covered in snow. So one guy walked in and fell face first. So he fell in, like, he fell in some white snow, but he came out brown. So it was just a bad day for him. Like,
oh, wow. So there's so much, you know, material. And I mean, do you find yourself, like I said, especially with the Army material, that you start remembering things like, oh, yeah, I just remember that would be a good joke? Or did a lot of the material come all at once?
No, I pretty much workshop. Like, same way anybody writes, I will remember something, I'll write it down. Then when I go home to sit down and start working on it, more will come along. Next thing you know, I got 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and that's pretty much how it works. Like, you'll remember one good time, or you're talking on the phone with a buddy,
yeah,
and you're just like, oh man, I got to use that later.
Oh, so you're like that, where, you know, you're talking and you're always looking for jokes, you know. So that's a good way, because sometimes you never know where a joke's gonna come from.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The other day I was sitting down with some comedians, and they're asking, like, where's her mom? I was like, oh, yeah, I'm divorced. And I'm divorced, and it's like, it was just a bad thing. Like, one of us had to go. So I gladly volunteer myself. Like, somebody had to get out of there, and I got out of there.
Oh, wow. So you probably, you know, perform at a lot of different, you know, venues. I mean, like, well, like I said, Austin Coffee House, have you got to yet? Or?
I got to Austin's. I think it was only once. I mostly do Drunken Monkey, the other bar. I'm trying to get down to Sideshow. Sideshow's, and there's a lot out in Leesburg. Leesburg is two new ones out in Leesburg. And I have friends out in Texas, so I'm usually out in Austin, Texas. So locally, everywhere locally, you just see the name O Love. But I post everything on social networks, so if I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there.
So we, you know, you mentioned the name O Love, and I'm wondering, how did that you know, come about? I mean, is that a name of your character, your persona, or is that just you?
It's literally just me. My government is Orlando Love, but everybody usually messes up Orlando's Orlando, Lando. I got called Ronald before. So one of my friends from back in the day just always just called me O Love, and it just stuck. And it just stuck because I got used to being called Love in the Army. Just Love, where you going? Pride Love, Private Love. And that was just... it just stuck. Like, it was either that. Like, because my twin sister, she took the name Private Love, so that's gone for me. Like, so I stuck with O Love.
Oh, was your sister a comedian too, or?
She's a rapper.
Okay. I was just wondering.
She's a rapper. So she took the persona Private Love. Yeah. So as her twin brother, I took O Love. Well, Mr. O Love. So we both are still in that same limelight, but two different entertainments. Like,
is it just the two of you? Is there any other siblings? Do they have anything left to choose from?
I have an older brother. He was a rapper back in like the 90s. So he's an older guy now. Now he's not into it anymore. But and if you would have saw him in the 90s, he had the baggy pants and raps. It was funny. Like, I love bringing it up at like Thanksgiving. Like, because it was a 90s, baggy pants, and reverse jumpers and giant jumpers. I'm like, that was the style y'all wore, man. That's what made y'all feel like thugs, like big clothes. That's just stupid.
And, you know, you had mentioned, O Love, about Thanksgiving. So when you're all together, when the whole family is all together, is it determined that now as the afternoon activity you're going to go and do stand-up? Or is that something you do?
Oh, no. When all three of us get together, it's just fools. We're just because they still live in Philly. So when I go up there, we just get the clowning. Especially when you have, like, two rappers in a family, like... They know we're going to have the food. But Thanksgiving, yeah, pretty much, because my sister's going to rap. I'm going to start drinking and playing cards. So I'm not going to shut up for like 6-4 hours. So I don't stop talking when I'm around the family. So.
Okay, so you have a family of rappers. I mean, was there any pressure for you to be a rapper? I have to ask my journalist in me here.
That's a good question. I suck, so I'm not going to lie, like I didn't try.
Oh, okay.
But I suck.
So you gave it a try, and they said comedy is best for you.
They're like, you're funny. You're funny. You can do the skits. That's what they told me. You can do the skits or the videos, but keep the rap for them.
So yeah, that's fantastic. So you know, you mentioned that you know ideas come from just about anywhere. But do you find that the best way is to get the idea down as soon as you can, like you're saying when you're with friends? I've got to use that. So do you then go to your phone and type that in, or?
Yeah, I go to the phone. I type that right in, or I record it. I got record is the first button on my phone. Like record, and I start recording. Especially if I'm in a car, I prefer to record so I can keep riffing and keep going.
Oh, like a riff for freestyle.
Yeah, so I prefer to keep riffing, and I can listen to it later rather than write like Darth Vader, old lady bloomers, and then like I look at it later, like what was I going with that? I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah, and that's a great thing, Olav, about being able to get, you know, listen to it, because you actually then not only hear word for word, but you could listen to the tone, you know, what mood you were in. Yeah. So, I mean, you could almost replicate the whole thing when you hear it.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So, like, especially when I'm with my friends, like, even though I recently found out that I have to ask permission to record myself around my friends, but... Because that's usually the best time when you're around your friends and you're just joking around back and forth and you just told one hell of a story. But later on when you get home, you're like, what did I say to them? I don't even know. But sometimes you got to like stop the conversation and start typing it down.
Oh, great. So, you know, that's great that you can, you know, get it fresh there. Olav, then you mentioned that, you know, you try to go to, you know, different, you know, open mics or different venues. Are they really different? I mean, is it hard, like, when you have different crowds, like Austin's might be different than Jack's Pub and Grub or that?
Austin is more younger college. The Monkey is more laid back. The Other Bar is the Other Bar. It's a bar. So you're going to get different walks of life who's drinking. The same thing with a Falcon or Sidebar. Like, that's downtown. That's you're getting people who want to be there and laugh and drink with you. So, but that's part of the game, though. Like, you have to figure out... who's your crowd? Who's laughing and who's not?
I see. So let's talk, Olav, a little bit about your content. So I guess the question is, can you, our audience can't see, but you know, you've got your daughter here. Can you right now tell some of your jokes, or do you do more mature material?
I do more mature humor. As you can see, by every time I say something, she looks at me, but... Yeah, I do more mature humor, a lot dirtier.
Okay, so that is appropriate for this, the three of us.
So you would pretty much have to watch. I'm a military guy, so I curse. I tell you about weird situations that happen that I thought was funny. Like,
oh, okay.
The other day, like I was telling somebody how like. Everybody's asking about don't ask, don't tell, but like there was like a gay soldier in the military, and we all knew. So when you have group showers in life, they pretty much get to take their own shower because everybody's scared of them. You're just sitting there like, that's not fair. He's getting up all the hot water. There's going to be 10 guys in one shower, but he's just in there by himself. And if you try to go in there like, oh, you gay too? You can't ask him. You can't tell. Like, so when it got repealed, it's like, hey, bro, like...
Oh, wow. So that is something. Okay, Olav, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break and we will be back. My guest today is a great stand-up comedian, Olav, and Olav will be back for our next segment. You're listening to the Mike Kara Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. If it's happening at Ocoee, it's happening at Frank's Place. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.